This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The former commissioner of the Massachusetts Probation Department and two top deputies are free this afternoon after pleading not guilty to racketeering charges. Federal indictments issued today outline a scheme to hire politically connected job applicants in exchange for budget increases. Federal authorities are still investigating the probation department and could bring charges against additional defendants, as WBUR's Deborah Becker reports from federal court in Worcester.
U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz did not mince words when describing the charges against former probation commissioner John O'Brien and two of his former deputies, Elizabeth Tavares and William Burke.
The indictment alleges that O'Brien, Tavares, and Burke instituted a hiring system that catered to requests of Massachusetts legislators and others to employ and promote candidates for employment with the Massachusetts Probation Department.
The racketeering and mail fraud charges stem from what the indictment alleges was a conspiracy that obtained names of job candidates from state lawmakers and other influential people. Those names were then allegedly put on what the indictment calls a sponsor list, which was used to make sure that, quote, sponsored candidates, those recommended by state officials, got probation department jobs, often over applicants who were more qualified. U.S. Attorney Ortiz says probation officials created a, quote, sham hiring system that created an aura of a legitimate hiring process.
The defendants did this for several reasons, including to maintain their own positions, to increase the department's budget and their resources, to gain tighter control over the conduct of the department, and to aggrandize their power.
The indictment alleges that the scam took place between 2000 and 2010 and involved lawmakers and members of the judiciary. Some of the lawmakers include former House Speaker Sal DeMasi and Tom Finneran and current Senate President Therese Murray. Murray released a statement saying that she often receives requests for assistance from her constituents. She says she's done nothing illegal, and she says that lawmakers investigated the probation department and may continue to do so after today's indictments. The indictment describes cases of 22 probation department hires that were allegedly made because the applicants were sponsored by someone from the state level. No state officials were charged, but Ortiz says the investigation continues.
Patronage in and of itself is not illegal. And so people may come to certain assumptions. It may be very unseemly, may be unethical. It could be criminal under certain circumstances. We really have to be fair. You know, our responsibility is to determine whether or not federal criminal laws were violated.
The three probation workers were led into their arraignments in Worcester Federal Court, handcuffed and shackled this afternoon. Elizabeth Tavares appeared particularly upset. Her attorney is Jeffrey Denner.
I think that anybody in her position would be shaken up, particularly if you feel that you shouldn't be there, that there's no reason for you to be there, you've done nothing wrong. You built up your reputation over life and you lose it in a moment, and that's a very tough thing to have to confront.
The probation department scandal erupted 2 years ago, and an independent review of it was finished about 18 months ago. It outlined various problems. Attorney Paul Ware, who conducted that review, says today's indictments are similar to his review, but it is likely that more charges will be filed.
These are the most obvious targets, and so one could imagine an indictment having come within a month if this were all that the United States Attorney was going to do. In fairness to the investigation, though, I would say that if you look at the detailed description of particular cases, I think implicit in that is that the United States Attorney and the grand jury went through a number of probation files, hiring files, and that, of course, was time-consuming. Nonetheless, I think 18 months following the report, this is the very least we could have expected.
Current probation commissioner Ron Corbett has declined to comment on the indictments. Another court appearance is scheduled in May. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.